I greet you this day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and it is a blessing to be with you today, and I pray that you feel blessed to be in this worship service. I call your attention to the New Testament book of Colossians, C-O-L-O-S-S-I-A-N-S, C-O-L-O-S-S-I-A-N-S. And I ask you to travel in Colossians chapter 2 to verse 6 and following. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and following. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, ye are subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 23. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 23. Let us pray. Almighty, all-wise, all-holy, eternal God in heaven, thank you for the very opportunity to worship thee. Thank you for the command. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus Christ. And I thank you for thee yourself, Father God. I bless your name and praise your name. Thank you for all worship thus far offered unto thee through me and through these, Father God, who are participating herein. Have respect unto our worship and bless abundantly to your great glory, and cause it to redound to the good of the Church of Jesus Christ, and to redound to our good. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. I call your attention now, my friends, to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. The reading in Colossians chapter 3 begins at verse 1. Colossians chapter 3, beginning reading at verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 25. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 25. For a short period of time, my friends, let's worship together under the topic and subject, the risen. THERISEN. The risen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 reads this way. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Are you risen with Christ? In other words, are you saved? Have you taken faith in Jesus Christ our Lord? We're told in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, that we're buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and your uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. We who are saved are risen spiritually with Jesus Christ. And our lifestyle, our manner, our demeanor, our actions ought to coincide with them of Jesus Christ. There are those who would say, I can do anything. No, some sins are outlined here. And yet some things on planet Earth are not as important as, say, the Pharisees would say, from which Paul came. The Apostle Paul, who was a Pharisee, of a very strict Jewish sect. The Pharisees were very strict, and Paul sought to obey the letter of the law. Then he comes here and he talks about what we have in Jesus Christ. But we must not mistake this to mean that we are free to sin, for many sins are mentioned here, and not only are many sins mentioned here, they are mentioned in other places here in the New Testament. For example, he says in verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. Then in verse 5 of Colossians chapter 3, he says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. Listen to this. In the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. Let me read that again. Let me read that again. Colossians chapter 3, verse 7. Colossians chapter 3, verse 7. In the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them, but now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. That bears reading again. I want to start. This is so important for every Christian. Christian, if you've never read this, I want to read again for you. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17, and I want you to read it in your Bible, your own Bibles, and I pray that you will read it continually until it really becomes a part of you, and it becomes your lifestyle in terms of the holy part of it, the Christian part, the risen part, the risen. We are risen with Christ. We are risen with Christ. We are the risen. We are the risen at your job. You are the risen if you are Christian. In your home, you are the risen if you are Christian. In your family, you are the risen if you are a Christian. In your organization, in your social organization, you are the risen if you are a Christian. In your neighborhood, you are the risen if you are a Christian. In your church, you are the risen if you are a Christian. In your school, you are the risen if you are a Christian. In your university, you are the risen if you are a Christian. In your military service, you are the risen if you are a Christian. I remember being in the military, going to a military post chaplain, an army chapel. I remember being in the military and going to an army chapel one Sunday morning as a young soldier. I remember a soldier getting up and singing a song that more than likely testified that he was the risen. He sang, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all." I have never forgotten that experience. I have never forgotten the power of the Holy Ghost that was in that song. He was in the military. He was trained as a soldier, but he was the risen. Wherever you are, if you are saved, if you are in Jesus Christ, you are the risen. Never forget that. You are the risen. You're not like those who are not risen. Now, some people will say, well, you're teaching separation. Well, whatever you call it, those of us who are in Jesus Christ, we are the risen. Reverend, how can you be in the service and go out and shoot people in battle and call yourself the risen? Jesus Christ leads us, shows us, guides us. We pray to him, and we thus move forward according to his will, his word, his way. We are the risen, regardless of what someone else may say. I am the risen. If I'm in the military service, I'm still the risen. I was in the military service twice. I was the risen. As a matter of fact, I taught the junior Sunday school on one post, and I was the superintendent of the youth Sunday school department in an army chapel on one post. I was the risen. I am the risen. Wherever you are, if you're saved, you are the risen. You are the risen. I remember one experience we had. We went to on a retreat, that military chapel's youth department went on a retreat, and the retreat was held on a mountaintop. And that morning, the next morning after having arrived, I'm not sure how many days we stayed, we stood on a mountaintop in a circle and joined hands and prayed and worshiped, and the Spirit of God moved through that circle. The Spirit of God moved through that circle on that mountaintop. That circle formed by the youth Sunday school of an army chapel on a retreat. God is everywhere. Why? Because the risen were there. We were people in whom dwell the Spirit of the living God. I'll never forget that experience. Adults, children, holding hands on a mountaintop and singing and worshiping and praying, and the Holy Spirit moving in that circle. The risen. Colossians chapter 3, beginning reading at verse 1. Colossians chapter 3, beginning reading at verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Once again, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. The risen, the risen, the risen, the risen, the risen. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. The risen, the risen, the risen, the risen. Let us pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word. So rich, so complete, so easy to understand, so clear, so precise, so succinct. Oh, Father God, help us. Help us in our attempts to obey thee. And thank you for causing us to be the risen. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My friend, if you're not one of us, if you're not one of the risen, take this opportunity to take faith in Jesus Christ, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he is the Messiah, that he came to planet Earth, was born of a virgin, that he lived on planet Earth, that he was God in the flesh, that he was Emmanuel, that he was God with us, that he came for the purpose of paying the price for the sins that mankind had committed and given us free entry into eternal life for all who receive him. For God so loved the world, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why Jesus came. You take faith in him, you can become one of the risen, the risen, the risen, the risen. And once you have become one of the risen, contact a Christian minister and our ministry, request and receive Christian baptism. The Lord will send people to help you. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.